Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We have dedicated this hour to the California primary. We just heard from the California Voter Foundation about last-minute tips for those who still need to vote or even register. But the actual voting process, it varies across the state. So we're going to close the election or this show with election offices in Sacramento, Placer, and Yolo counties. Joining us now are Kenneth Kasparis with the Sacramento County Registrar's Office, Jesse Salinas with Yolo County Registrar of Voters, and Ryan Ronco with the Placer County Registrar of Voters. Welcome. We know it's a very busy day. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. Well, Ken, I want to start with you, and I'm going to ask all three of you this. We've been talking this hour that ballot returns for the primary so far are indicating a low voter turnout. You still got another 7 hours before polls close. And it really can vary locally. That is a statewide look. So it is preliminary. But in Sacramento County, how is voter turnout shaping up? What are you seeing in Sac County?
We are seeing that voter turnout is still pretty low. As of about 2 hours ago, we were at 17.6%. We've had 153,000 ballots returned so far. To compare that to the last presidential primary, the day before election day, we had about 221,000 ballots. So we're significantly behind where we were in that primary election.
Hmm. Jesse, how about you in Yolo County?
Well, thank you, Vicky. We are also pretty low. We are actually trending about 5.5% above the statewide average. Last night, the state indicated about a 16% turnout thus far, and we were running about 21%. In fact, since then, I can tell you things have picked up a bit. We've had a steady flow, and we're actually running about 23% right now. It's starting to pick up, and plus we just picked up 3,500 vote by mail through our post office that's right across the street from our office here. So people definitely waited till the last day to start casting their votes. You can see that happening today.
Yeah, and people have options. I mean, you can go in person the old-fashioned way and fill out your ballot. You could drop it off at a ballot box as well, or just, you know, put it in snail mail. Ryan, what is it looking like in Placer County?
Hi, Vicky. Yeah, same as what Jesse was talking about. I know that the last time I looked, we were around 20% turnout this morning. I would imagine that we're probably trending like Yolo County, around 22-23% right now. And we're getting a lot of voters that are coming into our vote centers who want to actually cast their vote by mail ballot there at the vote center, just be able to come in and watch that ballot be scanned right in front of them. And that's pretty exciting for them.
Yeah. I mean, Placer County, your county is not only large, but it does cut into the foothills and in the Sierra. And there was a blizzard and a winter storm that really impacted people who live in these communities. How did the winter storm over the weekend impact people's ability to cast their vote?
It was definitely something to contend with. I have to commend our vote center workers up in the Alta area, up in Lake Tahoe. They did not let that storm stop them from opening on time and having the vote centers open the entire time. And we did have ballots that were being dropped off at drop boxes, so we were collecting those. The big problem was getting over Donner Summit, and we were able to have those days where even our sheriff's office felt a little concerned about travel over the summit. Well, they locked those ballots up in one of the jail cells at the jail up in North Lake Tahoe. And we had a camera on it the entire time, so we were able to watch those ballots, make sure that nothing funny happened there.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time Placer County has dealt with weather, you know, especially when it comes to the primary. I mean, if someone right now is calling your office in Placer County, they want to vote, but maybe they're impacted by weather, they have some questions, what services can you do? How can you help guide them?
Well, we have a lot of options. All counties do, and really any of the Sierra counties will be able to tell those voters about their resources. It might be remote accessible vote by mail. It might be calling on us to have somebody deliver a ballot to them if they're shut in, but we can get to them. It also might just be calling our resources to make sure that their street is plowed so that they can be able to get out and get to that vote center. But we need to hear from them so that we can be able to give them the best option for making their voice heard.
Jesse, in Yolo County, what are some of the questions your office has received about Election Day? And also, if you've had any issues so far?
Well, so far we've been, things have been going very smoothly. So we're thankful for that. The storms here haven't been quite where they were up in Placer, Nevada. So we're thankful for that. Really, the key question that people are asking is, will my vote count? And how does the process work? So we've provided information to guide people not only on Election Day, but even afterwards to describe to them the post-election process and the review that we go through to certify an election. So those are the key questions that we're going through and explaining to folks.
You mentioned that your ballot returns so far are skewing higher than statewide numbers. I mean, it's still low, but it is skewing higher. That is in the right direction. What do you attribute that to, Jesse?
Well, one of the things we've seen a trend. In 2016, we were pretty much aligned with the state average. But since then, we've just, I think, done a lot of outreach in the community, and we've had success with those outreach efforts. We've also engaged the university at a high level as well. And in fact, they won a national award between 2016 and 2020 for the highest percentage increase of a university nationally against 300 other universities. So there is high engagement here in Yolo County, and voters are, they are engaged, and they continue to get more engaged, I think, with each election.
Kenneth, in Sacramento County, have there been any issues so far? And what are some of the questions that you're receiving on Election Day?
Thankfully, we haven't had any issues so far. I'm knocking on wood. We have received a lot of questions about no party preference. That's always a bit confusing for voters in a presidential primary. We also receive questions as simple as, when is Election Day? How late can I make it out to a vote center? What do I have to do with my pink envelope? In Sacramento County, our envelopes are pink. So we just tell them Election Day is March 5th. You have until 8 p.m. As long as you're in line by 8 p.m., you can cast your vote. And you need to make sure that that pink envelope is signed if you're dropping it off at a ballot drop box or putting it in the mail.
Any last minute do's or don'ts for voters, Ken?
Yeah, so the do's are get out there and vote. Do get out there and vote. And we also want to make sure that people who go to our vote centers get out there early. A lot of people tend to wait until the last minute on Election Day to vote. And that's when you'll see the longest lines. So it's getting a little late to get out there early, but the earlier you could get out there in the day, the better.
Mm. Jesse, you know, we got about 7 hours until polls close and only about, 60 seconds left in the show. Do you have a final message for people in Yolo County?
Sure, absolutely. I do encourage folks to track down all the different options that are available to them, not just vote centers, but official drop boxes. We have them throughout Yolo County, 15 different of them. People love going into the stores because we have a wonderful partnership with Nugget Markets to be able to shop and drop off your ballots. But we have 24/7 boxes. Again, there's multiple options that they can drop off their ballots. Encourage them to do that as soon as possible, not wait till the last minute, as Ken said.
Yeah. Ryan, we got about 20 seconds left. I'll leave the last message with you and Placer County voters.
You know, we're just super excited that people are taking to these vote centers. I just want to remind voters that you're not assigned to a particular vote center. So if you see a line in front of one, well, you know what? There's probably another one that doesn't have a line. So don't give up. Go ahead and go down the street and see if you can find another vote center where the line is shorter.
Well, Ryan, Jesse, and Kenneth, thank you so much. I know it is this is like your Super Bowl. So thank you very much for taking the time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kenneth Kasparis is with the Sacramento County Registrar's Office. Jesse Salinas is with the Yolo County Registrar of Voters. And Ryan Ronco is with the Placer County Registrar of Voters. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and voter guides at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We are going to catch you back here today. Once polls close, we will be live again starting at 7 and 8 p.m. See you soon.